T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
No, I'm like Belichick. I stay away from Facebook, but I will go Instagram Live coming up. But right now, let's do this.
And now, it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
Hey, Greg, don't even waste your ticket on Scott from Weymouth. He's not going to show up Friday.
On WAAF.
He's here. I told you he'd be here. You agreed, LB. You thought Scott would show up. Danielle. And Shu didn't think
I was convinced he'd be a no-show.
Yeah. Scott from Weymouth is here, and if you're keeping track, he is yet to be thrown into the pool. But
he's a good dude.
But the more you like him,
yeah.
You changed your mind.
No, you
used to not like early on.
I didn't like him at first.
Yes.
I don't mind him as much now that I've met him in person.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I'm all right.
So like fungus, he grows on you. Is basically what you're saying.
They make a cream for that, you know.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Today's
100% gonna push him in the pool. Sorry.
What's that, Kayla?
I'm 100% gonna push him in the pool.
Oh, Kayla just Cummings.
Don't tell him.
Kayla Cummings from Naked and Afraid is gonna push him into the pool.
Yes.
All right. Naked and Unafraid is what Kayla Cummings is. Today's Hillmail voicemail messages are brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing. Reach out to them today and find out about their Beat the Heat summer program. Because you listen to this show, you're going to get 10% off a brand new metal roof from eastcoastmetalroofing.com. That's eastcoastmetalroofing.com. And here for you now are the very best Hillmail voicemail messages that have been left for us over the previous 24 hours.
Thursday, 8:46 a.m.
Okay, everybody. Go up to Scott. Give him a handshake, but while you're doing that, put a couple pebbles in his pocket. So eventually, when he is kicked into the pool, he'll sink. Thank you.
End of message.
He's not stupid. He's backed into a corner.
Oh, yeah. He's not going anywhere near
the
pool.
He's
gonna
smart.
It's going to take like 4 people.
Yeah, he's going to have to. They'll have to catch him by surprise.
We'll lure him out. We'll be able to lure him. It's like a mouse with cheese. We'll get him out of there. We'll just tell him he needs to get on the phone and call a radio station. Then he'll come running out.
Did you say cheese? Is there cheese here?
Thursday, 2:33 p.m.
Yeah. Danielle, can I please have one kiss? And before you say no, because of my list, just listen to these rhymes. They are so crisp. Yeah.
End of message.
I have a lisp, too. It is what it is.
Thank you for being on the microphone.
Microphone.
Thursday, 4:48 p.m.
Greg, I know you're advanced age. You're not really up to date on the rap game. But what Stiz laid down is called a diss track. So now you got to stand up for your hometown of Stowe with those little hands and make a track. Maybe you can get K-Man to help you. I heard he's good at rapping.
End of message.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. We kind of have... Yesterday, Stiz Grimey was so angry that he felt I was... denigrating his city of birth, Chelsea, that he created a diss track promoting Chelsea, and we kind of have like an East Coast, West Coast, no, East Coast,
East Coast, East Coast,
East Coast, Central Mass Coast thing. Like I'm talking about the coast of Lake Boone.
Yeah.
So we got an East Coast, West Coast thing going. So I should do my own Stowe rap. To face off against Stanley Stiz Grimey.
Are there any like spoiled rich white rappers that ever came on the scene? I'm trying to think.
Yeah, yeah. There was that one dude, Stiz. Who was that one white rapper dude? He was really popular on the college.
Mac Miller? No.
Mac Miller, Asher Roth,
Vanilla
Easy.
No. Asher.
Asher Roth. He had a song, I Love College.
Yes, that was the guy. That's who I was thinking of.
I thought you were going to say something else there. I got nervous.
Yes.
But wasn't Vanilla Ice like a one percenter that pretended to be not a one percenter?
So he could. I don't know if he was.
I don't know.
Yeah, I thought he was fake news that he was like came from the ghetto.
Was he Rob Van Winkle? Was that his name?
I know that Suge Knight dangled him off the roof of a building at one.
Was that a balcony?
Balcony. Yeah. All right, go ahead, Mark.
5:15 a.m.
Sasquatch, the Chupacabra, the Loch Ness Monster, Mermaid, Jersey Devil from Weymouth. Which one of these mythical creatures' existence will be proved today? Tune in to find out.
End of message.
Yeah, Scott from Weymouth. Shocked. He really exists, and he's here. It's amazing.
5:42 a.m.
Hey, kid. I'll be here. Oh, I'm on my way in, kid. Oh, I looked at 5 o'clock. Oh, we were going to a park to Lori, kid, for the Christmas show. Oh, I'll be there in a couple minutes, kid.
End of message.
Well, yeah. He's not wrong. LB nope. was late.
Yes, I was.
But he made it.
Hey, so. But he made it. But
nothing,
he's here.
Nothing more frustrated.
Yeah.
Frustrating, I should say.
Yes.
You have to pull over, calm yourself, mm-hmm. figure out where you are.
Right.
6:08 a.m.
Good morning, Hillman Morning Show. This is Benedict Cumberbatch. I just wanted to call in and say I hope you all enjoy the wonderful bikini pageant. I wish Mrs. Hsu was competing in it. And I have one message for Scott from Weymouth.
End of message.
Oh, boy. Uh-huh. Really?
Yep.
You got to bother me here.
Awkward. Awkward.
6:24 a.m.
Under the sea. Under the sea. Hopefully Scott from Weymouth will be pushed in the pool and be under the sea.
End of message.
Yep. Blub, 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 blub.
6:26 a.m.
How did I know? I just had a feeling Scott was just going to have one of those faces. No matter what, you just want to punch him right in the face. You know what, Scott? I hope your mom packed your little arm floaties and your mite all, because you're going to get it today, boy.
End of message.
Oh, boy. This is great.
All right. Thank you for participating this morning during Hill Mail. It is 8:07, and I think we need to have one more heat between the two brothers to determine who is going to swim off against Ernie.
Yeah, I think so.
For $500 cash.
Yeah.
So we'll do that, and then we will get the Miss Bikini contestants out here for the bikini portion of the contest. We already did the yoga pants portion. Now we're going to do the bikini portion.
Hello.
Of the contest. But before that, we have the two brothers from Needham, Hsu, and yeah. you're with both of them, right?
I'm with Ernie's giving them some last-second instructions.
Okay.
And then let me just see how they... Have you guys, as brothers, have you guys ever faced off before? In the pool?
Yeah, sure, for fun. Never at meets, though.
Oh, really? Not at $500 here?
No. Definitely not.
Any words for your brother before you jump in the water?
I might let him win.
Oh, my, anything?
I'm in it for the money.
Okay. They're ready to go.
Hey, speaking of money, where is Scott from Weymouth with my $40 that he owes me?
Yeah, oh. Scott.
Scott.
He's like, what?
Where's my cash? Where's my $40?
Payback time, brother.
Where's my cash? Get my cash. Bring it up.
Oh, it's his bag outside.
What? It's in the car? What do you want? Bring it.
He didn't want his money to get wet, Greg, when he gets thrown in the pool.
I'm down $500 from the casino last night. What did he say?
Something about his cell phone.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he's got his cell phones in a plastic bag.
That's it. He's got it locked in the glove
Smart.
Box.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that he has his cell phone in a plastic
in a
bag
lock.
For,
yes.
when, he, for yep. when he gets thrown in?
Yep.
Round of applause for Scott from Weymouth.
Please.
I know you hate him. But you hate to love him. That's what it is.
Why wouldn't you just leave it in the car? Like, how do you answer it? It's in the...
Well, he has to make calls to radio stations,
right?
LB, to win tickets.
Duh.
That's
what he's
Hello. All right. Ernie, we're ready to go here. We got this heat all lined up, ready to go with the two brothers. Okay, good. Hsu, are you ready?
Yeah, you guys line up.
All right. Is Hsu starting it or what? Yes. Okay. Hsu, you're starting it.
Okay. So, all Ernie, it's take your mark. Get set.
Ernie's
3, 2, 1. Ernie's very official about this.
Yes, he wants to be very official.
Because it's his money on the line. You ready, Ernie? All right.
Swimmer, take your mark. 1, 2, 3, go!
Oh, they're both off to a great start, and they're even.
Okay.
Oh, this is legit. This is legit.
Oh,
they make the turn.
It's close.
They make the turn. You're going to have to pick the winner, Shu.
Oh, my God. Oh. Oh, man.
Who was it?
Oh.
Who was it, Shu?
which one are you now?
Brendan.
It was Brendan. The Battle of Needham was won by Brendan over here.
By a hand.
Wait a minute. What?
By a hand.
What this guy is disputing it. What's the problem?
He didn't touch the top. He touched the bottom, right?
Oh, we have a controversy, Olympic-like controversy.
Check the tape.
Get out of here. That's Brendan. We got Brendan.
He had the view. He had the view.
You got Brendan.
So Brendan is disqualified?
I think you got to do it. It's a do-over.
No, it's not. We don't have time for a do-over.
Okay, so you're supposed to touch the top of the edge, not the bottom.
That's what she said.
You can touch anything, but I didn't get the view. This gentleman got the view of the bottom and has determined that this gentleman won.
Hey, based on what I saw on Instagram Live last night, Ernie, you're not touching the bottom either.
Oh, wow.
It's not about Ernie's nakedness, okay?
Wow.
All right.
So you're saying that this guy won here?
Yeah, this guy won. And
Brendan.
He admits that he won.
Oh, wait. So it's not Brendan.
Eddie.
It's Eddie.
Eddie.
Wow.
Eddie. Give Eddie a round of applause.
All right.
Five punch.
Wow. Brother on brother. Brother on brother violence.
Amazing.
I love it. All right. Brother on brother violence. Okay.
Wow.
So we'll get Ernie to face off against
Eddie
a little bit later.
Yeah.
I am now going to go Instagram Live. Greg Hill 107 is how you can find me on Instagram. Greg Hill 107. Give me the follow immediately and check out my Instagram Live from the pool as we bring out the Miss Bikini contestants in their bikinis. Yes, Stiz Grimey, why don't you take over the control of my Instagram? All right. Are the contestants... yes, Ernie, you want the mic?
We just did the replay and have confirmed the winner.
Oh, you were able to go to the security footage and confirm... Oh, very good. Okay, all right.
That's frightening.
Awesome. Okay, good.
Way to work, E-Duck.
All right, we're going to have to clear the area here in front of the judging table. Kayla Cummings from Naked and Afraid is still clothed, which is a real problem.
For now.
Are you going to go swimming?
Maybe. I have to go to New York after this, so we'll see.
Oh, you do? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. All right.
I brought my blow dryer just in case.
You're what? Okay. Kayla Cummings from Naked and Afraid is our celebrity guest judge today. And also, John Dooley from Echo Store is participating as a judge. Of course, the Echo Store pontoon boat has injured many people, and it's only been in existence for about a week. But are you ready to be a celebrity judge in this thing?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, what are you judging on when you see the bikinis?
From what I saw earlier, I think accent.
Okay.
I think accent. That's what
accent.
I'm judging on.
Accent.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Here come the contestants. Stanley, are you getting the march of the contestants?
Wowzers.
On Instagram Live?
This is a lot of abs happening here.
Yeah, there's a lot of abs.
I like it a lot.
And other things, yes.
Abs, glutes, sequins.
Yes.
Oh, my
Jeez.
Gosh.
Holy,
amazing.
Holy smoking Toledos.
It smells like someone set a Sephora on fire, and I'm loving it.
I think this may be the best. No disrespect to... You know, you say no disrespect.
You mean disrespect.
No disrespect to previous contestants, but this may be the best.
Best crop.
Best crop yet. Yeah.
I'd like to pick a few.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Let's bring up our first contestant, and that is Krista. And Shu, just make sure that Stiz can get this on Instagram. Very important that the creeps who listen to the show can see this on Instagram. Krista.
Yes.
You have chosen a fluorescent
orange
bikini. Do a little twirl, if you will, for the Instagram.
Wow.
Oh, she's now got that, the thong going.
Ooh, yeah, that's a barely there bikini bottom.
Winner chicken
so,
dinner.
Krista, remind us again how old you are.
31.
31 years old. And I have one question for each contestant.
Okay.
Yours happens to be your favorite place to be taken on a first date.
The bedroom.
The bedroom.
Ah!
Pretty good
points.
Answer.
Points.
Pretty good answer. All right, how about a round of applause for Krista?
Yeah, ding, 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 ding.
All right,
ding,
her favorite place to be taken wow. on a first date is the bedroom. Playing to the audience.
Yes.
All right, up next, it is Francesca.
Is Francesca.
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 Chess.
And remind us, how old you are.
24.
All right, Francesca. this is like a red bikini.
Classic red.
Little twirl for Instagram and for the fans here.
Okay. Rocking the thong.
All right.
Yep.
And your question happens to be, what is the thing for a man to say after you have swiped right on him to be able to get you to meet up?
He needs to make a joke.
A joke.
I don't want a compliment. I've heard all of them.
You've heard all the compliments.
Not in a cocky way, but I love to laugh. So okay. If you can make me laugh, then I'll swipe right.
Okay.
I'll go out with you.
All right. You'll go out if he can make you laugh. All right. Round of applause. All right. All right. Her language of love is laughs.
Yeah.
That's her language of love, the laughing. Up next, it is Catherine.
Yep.
And Catherine, this is an interesting bikini. It really shows off a lot
of
cleavage.
Yes, yeah,
cleavage.
I love it.
Is it inappropriate if I ask if your breasts are real or not? Are they?
They're real.
They're real?
They're inside me, so they're real.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
I see. All right. Nice work by the doctor, by the
Thank
way.
Thank you. Dr. Sharna, Framingham.
Oh, Framingham. Okay. How much?
Wait, that wasn't in a storage unit, was it?
How much do those babies cost?
$5,000.
Well worth the money.
Well worth it.
Yeah. And what cup size are they?
I'm sorry?
Cup size?
I don't even know.
You don't know?
I mean, Victoria's Secret, I'm a 32D, yeah. But I don't know if that's relevant.
Okay. All right. Well, how about a little twirl for the Instagram? And then I got to give you your question.
Yep.
Everybody gets one question. Luck of the draw on these questions. Have you ever had a threesome?
Why are you asking me that question?
that's the one that came up. I mean,
no.
No. Not interested or
not really.
Really?
It kind of started to get there, but it never ended.
Was it another girl or two guys?
Two guys.
And it never. What happened? Like what? It didn't happen. It didn't happen.
No.
All right.
It got weird.
Funny story.
Yeah. Well, let's hear it.
His mom walked in on us.
Oh, that would have been a foursome. That's like that stuff that Danielle watches on
I'm watching it right now. What'd you say?
That's a Pornhub.
Huh?
All right. How about a round of applause for Catherine? Not bad. Almost had a threesome. Almost. She almost had a threesome. All right. It is Eunice. And you have chosen a very nice pink bikini.
Yeah, I love pink.
Unfortunately, I have to ask the same question now that I am able to see your breasts.
They're all mine.
They're all yours.
Yes.
They're real.
Yeah.
Real. What cup size?
C.
A C. Okay.
Yeah. Perfect C.
All right.
They're perky as all get out.
Here is your question. What is most attractive to you in a man? Intelligence or physical appearance?
Intelligence.
Yeah. All right. Well, sounds
like... Looks fade. Stupid is forever.
All right. Little twirl for the Instagram Live, if you could, and for the fans here.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
Okay. Give her a round of applause.
That's a tight unit right there.
How creepy is it?
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
That's why we're here. I don't know about you, but there's like 200 guys here. This is as creepy as it gets.
I know. It's always a sausage fest at this thing. Thank God Kayla brought some girls. All right, Madison.
Yes.
What do we get? Black bikini here?
Black,
I kind of like the, like it's got like a chain thing going on down there. Very nice. Who makes that bikini?
Fashion Nova.
Fashion Nova.
Oh, they have great stuff.
They do.
Okay.
Greg, Fashion Nova is like what a lot of the Instagram influencers get like hauls from. Like, I can't believe it. This outfit is finally back in stock and it's 57% off with my code.
Here's your question. And you're listening to the Miss Bikini Pageant. I am live on Instagram, Greg Hill 107, if you'd like to see the contestants. After a one-night stand, Do you want the guy to stay or do you want him to go home?
I've never had a one-night stand, but
what?
I like one guy, you know? I don't sleep around.
You don't sleep around.
No.
What's your number? What's your number? Total number of partners.
Oh, my God.
Listen, these are the questions that people want to know. Five? Is it more than five?
No, under five.
Under five?
Yeah.
Wow. Really? You're like a virgin.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, right, less than 10 is like a virgin.
So would you ever, you'd never have a one night stand? Or maybe you're not ruling
it out. I'm still young, so
you're still young.
You never know.
Okay. All right. Well, round of applause.
I'm in a committed relationship.
You're in a committed relationship. Yeah. That's good. That's very good.
He's very lucky.
Madison, give her, round of applause for Madison. All right. Let's meet our next contestant. Oh, my goodness gracious. And you are Lucia?
Lucia.
Lucia.
Yes.
You're from Argentina?
Yes.
From Argentina. I'd like to thank Argentina for sending their contestants over here.
I know one thing, Hillblock. Argentina wants her back.
Well, I'll say this. The president has just eliminated all tariffs on anything coming in from Argentina. All right. Your question is, and these are random questions, what body part are you most attracted to on a man?
Hands.
Hands? Oh, great.
Oh, you're out, Greg.
Fantastic.
You're out.
Do you like tiny little hands?
No.
What? Do you think mine are tiny or do you think they're normal size?
Oh!
Hey, don't F with the judges. That's the first mistake you make in a bikini.
They're perfect.
Perfect hands? Perfect. Yeah. What is it about? Like, is it like a hardworking guy? You can see that his hands, he's working hard. And is that what? Is
yeah.
That what you, so you're, interesting that you're most attracted to the hands. All right. Well, how about a round of applause for this contestant?
Yeah.
Wow. This is going to be tough to pick a winner.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you. I was watching her butt walk away.
Oh, my goodness gracious. All right. And your name is...
Talene.
Talene.
Yes.
And you have like a leopard print bikini thing going
yes,
here.
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do. All right. Your question is, what is the best pickup line that has ever been used on you?
Oh, goodness. I don't know if I've ever had a pickup line used on me.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I guess people just... Oh, okay, maybe do you work out?
Do you work out?
I do not.
Hard no on that
one. I get that a lot,
one.
So I would say, like, maybe that would be it.
Okay, all right, round of applause for Talene. Talene. All right. And here comes Kimberly. Kimberly, what kind of a... Who makes this bikini?
This is from Romwe.
From Romwe. Yeah.
Another right. one.
Yes. Your random question, selected at random, what age at which did you lose your virginity?
I was 17.
17, and where did it happen?
It happened in the back seat of his truck.
Oh, back seat of a truck. Oh, how well, romantic.
Super classy, right?
How romantic.
All right, crash the plane. Get it over with.
How romantic. All right, give Kimberly a round of applause, please. All right, now Tracy. Tracy, you're wearing a black bikini.
A black, it's silver with angel wings.
Angel wings. Yep. But you're no angel, I'm sure.
Absolutely not.
All right. Random question. If you had a one-night stand and the guy stayed over, what would you make him for breakfast? It's a food-related question, obviously.
You know what? Probably not that I tell him to get out.
You tell him to get out.
All right. Tracy.
All right. Give Tracy a round of applause.
Woo!
All right. Round of applause. Okay. And this is, how do I say your name?
Lonnie.
Lonnie, very jacked. Thank of course, you. She goes. She's a fitness model or a bodybuilder,
physique figure.
Bodybuilder. And what's a bikini?
This is Salela. It's a competition suit.
Competition yes. suit. Okay. All right. And your question, chosen at random, is what is your bench?
What is my bitch?
No, bench.
Bench.
We're on the air here. It's a family program.
So bad. Bench. What? Yeah. Oh, what I bench
yeah,
press?
Yeah.
I've benched 185.
185.
Well done.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Thank you.
All right, round of applause. Okay. All right. So now you have seen all of the contestants. We are going to huddle with the judges. Celebrity judge Kayla Cummings from Naked and Afraid. And entrepreneurial judge John Dooley from Echo Store Technologies. And our host and benefactor, Ernie Bach Jr. And we will bring out, I think what we'll do is bring out the, should we bring out the five semifinalists based on the judge's opinion? Is that, okay. All right. So are we going to try? Are they going to try to do that right now? I think
you
we have time.
You want to do it now? Or?
Well, why don't we take a break?
Yeah, we can. You know, right. Why don't we have the girls walk around again? Give
okay.
Them nice, you know.
Ernie, what do you think of the contestants this year?
I think it's the highest quality we've ever had in all the Bocchinis.
I agree.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yes. I agree. The best ever field of contestants.
Concur.
Yes. So we're going to take a break. Huddle with the judges. We'll bring the girls back around. Then we'll select our five semifinalists and then our winner. Okay? Does that sound?
Sounds great.
All right, okay. We're coming to you live from the palatial estate of Ernie Bach Jr. on a Friday, and we'll be right back.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's actually morning swimming here at the estate, the palatial grand estate of Ernie Bach Jr., our annual Miss Bikini pageant. And I did go Instagram live again. GregHill107 is how you follow me on Instagram. I went Instagram live again because the most hated caller in the history of radio, Scott from Weymouth, went to his car and he got his $40 that he owes me from a bet. And Scott, you're now going to pay that off, is that correct?
Yes, it did take me 5 or 6 months, and I did only lose by half an inch. Imagine that.
Yes.
Snowfall bet. Unbelievable.
Yes.
But you did win, and yes. 6 months later, here you go.
My friend
wanted to give you 40 singles or all quarters. I said, we can't do that.
It's not the first thing I've won by half an inch, Danielle.
What? Really? Wait, was that? Was I supposed to be excited by that?
Yeah, no, not really. So... You're paying me with singles?
No,
like, who doesn't get a 20?
There's like, a 5 in there.
No, it's a 20 and 2 5s.
Okay, five spots.
Put it in your piggy bank. You don't need the cash.
You know, it's great when you're in person because you don't say 30 seconds.
Yes,
Well, I don't feel like I'm about to be dumped any second like I do when I'm on the air.
What did you think of your first live broadcast?
Impressive. It's a long time coming. Happy to be here. Thank you for the invite.
All right. And you haven't been thrown in the pool yet.
I've had a couple people already threaten me.
Oh, people have threatened to do it?
Yeah, it's going to happen, I think, eventually.
It's going to happen. All right. Let's get this payment. All right, $40. All right, you're a man of your word.
All right, I got it done. Normally, I don't take 8 months to pay. But,
it's fine. All right, thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
You can go off Instagram Live. We're going to, coming up, we're going to meet the contestants. But first, we are joined by a guest who is on... what might be my new favorite television program on Showtime. It's based on our city, on Boston. It's called City on a Hill. And Aldis Hodge joins us right now here on the Hillman Morning Show. Hopefully you can hear me because it's loud. We're at this Miss Bikini pageant. How you doing, Aldis?
Bikini pageant.
Yeah, bikini pageant. How you doing?
I'm fantastic. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I love the show.
Awesome. Thank you.
I'm a couple episodes ahead of everybody else because Showtime sent me a screener of the first three episodes.
Yeah, man, no spoilers.
No spoilers. But you know the show starts off and references dark, kind of a dark incident in our city's history, mm-hmm. with Charles Stewart and what he did to his wife.
Right.
And I'm wondering, in order to play your character, the assistant district attorney, how much research on the city of Boston and our racial history, our criminal history, how much did you have to do?
I did a good bit from the standpoint of understanding what inspired some of the themes in the show. You know, of course, Charles Stewart, of course, the Boston Miracle, Ralph C. Martin. But I was raised between New York and Jersey, and I had some family in Boston, so we would go up there periodically. So I have a little personal experience in Boston, you know. So most of my experience from the character's perspective came from my own life in terms of him coming out of New York, going to Boston, and feeling how he was treated in his environment. But as far as his work from the perspective of an ADA, you know, just picking up books, man, and talking to real DAs who were actually working around that time and just getting their perspective, you know, things I can't personally speak on publicly, but just getting those stories and those experiences to kind of fill up how my character might make his choice.
It's interesting in the first episode. And again, I'm going to try to avoid spoilers, but the coffee scene, yeah. I think, you know, is really kind of reflective of how difficult it may have been to be, you know, a black assistant district attorney,
right.
in Boston,
right.
Yeah.
dealing with the police and dealing with others at that time. You know,
well, when I was talking to one of the DAs who actually is a black man who worked in Boston. He told me that there were many occasions where, of course, racism came up and it affected his work, and it was direct and it was in his face, and he had to figure out how to deal with it, right? Because you can't attack racism head on in the same with the same energy. You can't be as aggressive towards it in order to beat it. Figure out different sort of cunning ways to deal with it and maintain your composure. And for DeCourcy, I always want to make sure that he's not stepping down to the level of ignorance from that person who attacks him, right? Because we, as black people, we have many different ways of dealing with these sort of instances and occurrences. And that's what I wanted to show with him, that he's smart enough to know how to work around it. At the same time, he's not submitting his value and he's not lowering himself, you know? He's a cunning guy, and right now he's swimming in Boston with a tank of sharks. And the thing is, he's also very much a shark himself.
Yeah, I think the we get very critical of the accents.
Yeah.
In entertainment, and I think Kevin Bacon has nailed it. He's not overdoing it. Like oftentimes, and it's a weird phenomenon. Even actors who are from Boston.
Yeah.
Will overdo it, and it sounds
ridiculous. It's like, nah, calm down, buddy.
And you have it down. I mean, you guys are doing. How's Kevin Bacon to work with?
Kevin's fantastic, man. He'll tell you himself. He's played a Boston guy. I mean, played a Boston guy so many times. It's just kind of ingrained in him now at this point. But he's fantastic, man. He's really dialed into who Jackie is, which I love, because whenever we hit the scene together, his energy sort of feeds my energy, and we work off of each other. The opposite nature of these two characters is what really makes them sort of come together harmoniously, so it really works, because they are I could never see these two being paired together in any other instance, but, you know, in this show, they're kind of forced together for the same agenda. They got to figure it out. They have no choice but to figure it out. And the best thing about the relationship is that it's never safe. You never know what turn is going to happen. You never know who's going to cross who. They, at times, seem like they might be on the same page, and then a switch, and then it all goes to hell. So you're constantly on edge watching these two, not really understanding where they're going to take it, and that's the fun part of playing these guys. But, you know, Kevin, he's completely dialed in. He's a great person to work with.
Now, this show, City on a Hill, is set in Boston, but it's shot in New York.
That's crazy.
What's up with that?
Don't get mad at us, Boston. She shot the pilot in Boston, all in Boston. And then we just went back to Boston for a couple of shots in the last one of these last episodes. But New York makes sense for a few different things in terms of stages. You know, some of our team is in New York, the producers, writers, things like that, you know, locations, all of these different things that go way above my pay grade, but, but you know, it makes sense on a grand scale to be in New York, but, you know, we shoot for Boston, and so far I think we're doing all right because New York lends itself to what we're trying to do pretty well.
I think also another thing you got right is the sense of humor in this city, which is kind of a like a cynical,
like a ball busting,
like yeah. a ball, yeah. like right. a ball busting. Right. Like you guys have that right on this show, at least so far. I think
that is one of the gems from our creator Chuck McLean, because he's from Boston. Chuck is full on 100%, 150% Boston, and he's a ball busting guy in the best way possible. I love Chuck, man. He's awesome. He's a really smart cat. He understands the spirit of the show because he's you know, he understands the spirit of Boston, right? And I'm not certain. I don't think this show could have been written by anybody else but Chuck. And you know, him being from Boston, he's writing his DNA. He's writing what he knows. You know what I mean? And the authenticity is what you're feeling. That's what you're getting when you're seeing that ball busting. You know those. That humor, that's what you get when you see those accents and sort of these places and times, you know, because Chuck has done an immense amount of research. And I just don't think this could be written by anybody else.
And is your character, DeCourcy Ward, based on somebody in real life? Is it based on...
So not directly based on anybody, but there have been inspirations, and one of the inspirations for some of who DeCourcy is a man named Ralph C. Martin.
Yeah. Okay. I was wondering if it was Ralph Martin.
Yeah, man. Mentioned him earlier. Yeah, you got a Ralph Martin, so you guys know him. But like I said, this is not, you know, an archetype or a blueprint of Ralph. It's just qualities of Ralph and some of the best fights that Ralph put up and won. Those are certain things that inspire the idea of DeCourcy, and then we just kind of take it and run with it from there.
Well, I'm glad you. Thank you for being on this morning.
Yeah.
The show is excellent. I can't wait for the rest of it. Is it only one season, or we hope for more?
Hope for more.
Okay. All right. Good. Good. All right. Well,
you gotta watch.
Yeah.
Aldous, it's been great having you on, and good luck with it. And it's City on a Hill. It's on Showtime. And a texter says, it's obvious, well, I shouldn't say it's obviously a woman, but a texter says, this man is gorgeous on the show.
So, I'm going to tell you, brother, from the messages I've gotten in my DMs, it may or may not be a woman. You never know.
All right.
People bold these days.
Hey, a compliment is a compliment.
Exactly.
A compliment is a compliment. All right. Thanks, man. All right.
I need to be where you're at, man. You said you had the bikini contest? You know,
Yeah. We're about to crown Miss Bikini. We're at the...
Y'all could just hold on. Let me catch a flight.
Yeah, we'll get you up here.
Give me a couple of hours. I'm going to be there. Just tell everybody to take a break. I'll be there. You know what I'm saying? I'm on the
wait. Well, you know what we'll do is we'll keep the contestants here after the show to wait for you.
Yeah, great.
Celebrity judge next year, kid.
The contestants who wrote that comment and just, you know, tell it all that. I'm just saying. I'm kidding.
We'll have them slide into your DMs.
God, no. All right, man. This has been fun. I appreciate you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Shu, you're watching City on a Hill, as is Stanley Stiz Grimey.
Yeah. I'm in.
And it's LB's in, too.
Yeah, I was blown away.
It's good television.
Yeah, I went back and grabbed it because, you know, you were, you know, applauding it so hard.
It's great.
Awesome.
It's great television. All right. What is the order of progression here? Are we? I do want to mention that Kenny Wayne Shepherd is going to play live in about 15 or 20 minutes.
Nice.
Okay, so Kenny Wayne Shepherd is going to play live in about 15 or 20 minutes. Are we going to bring all of the contestants back
out
again?
Yeah, you want to do one more lap so everybody could see them and then choose the top five?
Yeah, let me get on the Instagram Live.
Okay.
My sincere apologies on this. Got to get on the IG Live. Greg Hill 107 is how one would follow me right now on Instagram. I am live. I'm handing my phone over to Stiz. Stiz, by the way, make sure you're focused on getting the girls in. There's a lot of complaining from the Instagram followers that you're not very good at handling.
You know why? Because he doesn't want to piss me off.
Oh, he doesn't want to. I would think he would want to make you jealous.
Please.
No?
He knows.
All right.
I'm too old for jealousy.
Well, shoo. Let's
have the ladies do one more lap.
Let's get the contestants to do one more lap around the applause, around the pool. Please give them a round of applause, though. Let's hear it for
the
them.
Ladies.
Here we go.
Woo!
Here they come. All 10 of them. And they are making their way around the pool area. And I believe that what we are going to be able to do is to announce our five finalists. Have the judges been consulted on the five finalists?
Have they been consulted?
Do we know who our five finalists are based on the judges' opinions, or do we need to do that?
We need to do that very quickly.
Okay. I think based on my conversations with the judges,
yes,
we all believe that Argentina is
orange, right? Orange bikini.
Orange.
That's my number one.
Argentina.
Yes.
Kayla Cummings is saying that Argentina is a finalist. Danielle, would you concur on that?
I concur.
Please?
Yes.
Okay. What about Ernie? Ernie, Argentina, a finalist? Yes. Okay. So let's bring Argentina over this way in the orange. That's Argentina. Kayla, could you,
yes,
based on swimsuit color, could you tell me who else you believe is
the second one in on the
second orange?
Krista? Yes.
All right, Krista, also a finalist based on the judges. Where's John Dooley? Dooley, are you? Do you have a microphone? LB, hand Dooley your mic if you can, so he can concur on this.
Get him a headset so he can hear.
John Dooley of Echo Store. Second finalist.
Ooh.
Ernie, Kayla, you want to weigh in on a third finalist?
third one.
Yeah, is
in from the left.
Okay, that's yes.
Madison?
Madison. No, Madison. No, it's not you. It's not you, Tracy.
No. I'm sorry.
It's Madison.
Madison.
My God. Okay. That's what we have.
That's why I hate to judge.
I know. Well, Ernie, I mean, somebody has to judge. I can't judge. I'm not. I don't want anybody hating me. Okay. Kayla?
The girl in the red.
In the red.
Yes.
Okay. Red.
Francesca?
Francesca. Francesca. Will be our fourth finalist.
I feel like I'm five. I'm like, ooh, butts. Look at them all. They're right in front of me. This is the best day ever.
It's disgusting. I'm not even going to look.
Get out of here.
All right. Who's our fifth, Kayla?
Oh, I don't know. It's between Eunice. I think that's what you're saying.
Eunice.
Eunice. Yeah.
Eunice.
And Kimberly.
Eunice and Kimberly.
Danielle, you pick.
Let's do six. We'll do Eunice and Kimberly.
Okay.
Both.
Oh,
we're going to do six.
Okay, good.
I can't see between the butts.
Eunice and Kimberly.
And Kimberly?
Yes.
No, I didn't mean turn around. Stay in front of me.
Eunice and Kimberly.
And Kimberly.
Okay. Round of applause for all the contestants, please. Thank you, ladies. We're down to six. We are down to six. Okay.
Greg's loving the view, by the way.
I mean, my goodness gracious. It's like an embarrassment of ass wealth right in front of
us. It's an embarrassment of rich ass.
Yes, of rich ass. All right. So Shu is going to stand behind each contestant.
Oh.
And it's going to be up to you, up to you to indicate by a round of applause who you think should move on to the finals. And we're going to have three of these contestants move on to the finals. So don't applaud for everybody. Applaud for the one that you really think is our winner, okay? So, Shu, go ahead.
All right.
Contestant. Which one? Which contestant is that?
It's Kimberly.
This is Kimberly.
Kimberly. Okay. All right. And next.
I'm so afraid to mispronounce her name.
Eunice.
Eunice.
Eunice. How many people think it's Eunice?
Eunice.
Okay. All right. Very good. Okay. And next?
Francesca.
Francesca.
Francesca. How many people think? Okay. Okay. Madison.
Madison.
How many people think it's Madison?
Wow.
This is going to be tough. Mm-hmm. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough.
All right. Excuse me. Krista.
How many people think Krista? Okay.
And Lucia.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Lucia is definitely staying. Madison. And how did you feel between Kimberly and Francesca?
I thought it was, applause-wise, I felt like it was more between Kimberly and Krista.
Kimberly and Krista.
For the third, yeah.
Really? Okay.
We need an applause meter.
Yeah, I know. We need.
I wonder if there's an app for that.
There might be.
Let me look at the app store.
There's got to be. Let's try it between those two again.
Okay.
One more time.
Kimberly
okay.
And Krista?
Yeah.
All Kimberly. Right. This is Krista.
Krista? Okay.
And Kimberly.
And Kimberly. It's Kimberly.
Yes.
All right. Hey,
what about Madison?
What? What are you talking
she's already
about?
In, she's already in. She's already in.
Well, I didn't have the mic.
Life is revolving around you. You have a headset on. You don't hear through the mic. All right. Yes. Okay. So we have Madison, Kimberly, and
Lucia.
Lucia.
And I have downloaded an applause meter for the finals.
You have? Oh, my God.
Because I feel like it's going to be very close.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
So. Oh, my God. Okay. So we need those three up here. $1,500 is on the line right now. Stan, are you live? Because I'm getting text messages saying that we're not live. Are we live? Okay. We're live. Here's our three finalists. Photographer making a huge mistake. Why are you photographing them from the front? Okay. Big mistake. All right. Stan, do you need a back view for Instagram Live? I mean, I'm only here to satisfy my listeners. Make sure. Ladies, just turn your back toward... Turn your back toward the Instagram Live.
Yeah, not the first time a woman has turned her back on Stan.
Men like butts.
Face me.
Men like butts.
And they cannot lie.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. The back. No, but it's turn. Yeah. There you go. That's what they want to see. All right. Okay. All right. Let's do it. We're going to pick our winner right now. Miss Bikini 2019.
All right.
How many people think it's Madison? All right. Applause meter.
Okay, I got it. I'm going to screenshot all three so we can compare the level.
All right. How many people think Miss Bikini 2019 is Kimberly? And finally, our third finalist. How many people think Miss Bikini 2019 is Lucia?
It's the accent.
It's the accent.
Yeah. All right. The grass is greener, always on the other side.
We are going to go. I'm guessing no grass, but that's a topic for another. All right. We are going to go to the applause meter and the applause meter app.
Okay. So I need to do, let me confer. Can somebody talk? I need to confer with you off mic for 1 second. Is that okay?
Tell me that you screwed this up.
I didn't screw it up, we need a...
Do you need me to
tell
a story?
There needs to be a tiebreaker for two and three.
There's a tiebreaker?
There's a clear number one.
Okay.
And a tiebreaker for two and three.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and announce the clear number one, and then we'll do a tiebreaker. Are you paying three places, Ernie? I don't remember. So we have to determine who number two. Well, let's do two and three. Well, no, then we're going to know.
Right. Yeah, that's why I wanted to ask you, because then it'd be obvious.
Okay. All right. So... our 2019 Miss Bikini, based on the science of the applause meter, is
Lucia.
Oh, give her a round of applause. John Dooley, do you concur, the judge?
All I know is in my next life, I want to come back as Mike Chu, I think.
I know, it's a tough gig, buddy.
All right, she is being crowned, and she's wearing the sash. and she's getting the scepter.
Oh, the scepter.
Oh, look at that scepter. That's like a legit diamond scepter. Any words that you'd like to say upon being crowned?
Thank you so much to everyone.
America, great country. What a great country it is.
I love America.
You love America?
Yes.
You love America?
I love America.
Yes. Yeah. You're never going back to Argentina.
No.
There are several volunteer husbands for you if you'd like to stay in the country.
Okay.
It's called a green card. All right? All right. Now we have to pick number 2 and 3 based on applause. The applause meter is ready to go. Do you think that number 2 is Kimberly? Or do you think that number 2 is Madison? Applause meter.
Number 2 is Madison.
Madison, round of applause. Kimberly, number 3. And can we have a round of applause for all of the contestants? There they are. We're going to take pictures. We're going to be on social media, at WAAF on Twitter, at WAAF Boston on Instagram, Facebook.com/WAAF Rocks. Follow along. When we return, Kenny Wayne Shepherd will join us and play live here at the 2019 Miss Bikini Pageant.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.